contents of the lipoaspirates might achieve for us. So fat transfer, well, as I say, it's very established in facial recontouring, be it from a reconstructive and a cosmetic setting, but it's also now established in urological surgery, even anal fistula surgery, cleft surgery. There's many, many branches which is now starting to use fat transfer. Breast surgery, as I've already alluded to, it's had a slightly checkered history in terms of its acceptance, and it's still now, the evidence-based, is quite poor considering the amount it's now being used within the last few years. When it comes to transferring fat, traditionally you took blocks of fat, and then also you could take it with dermis above it, and there's even been recent reports from Japan of using derma fat grafts in the primary setting of breast conservation. But this talk, and really the emergence of this technique, is about lipofilling with injection of fat. So that is the liposuction of fat from one area of the body, the processing of the fat, and the reinjection of that fat as a graft. And really the modern champion of this is Sidney Coleman. He popularized this in the 80s, and in fact many of the kits carry his name, quite rightly so.